Welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. It's number 156, and my name is Clint Beachwood. Well, on today's podcast, we have a few bands that are making their way to the podcast for the first time. We have some repeats of bands that were on last time around, number 155. And I have yet another CD giveaway for this podcast. So listen up for that a little bit later in the show. But for now, I'm going to start off with another cut from the incredible compilation from Reverb Brazil Records, Brazilian Tsunami. This comes from disc number 3. Again, there are 63 bands, 63 total songs on this compilation. And the band we're starting off with is the Surfabats. This is modern worldwide surf music. This is a Day at the Beach podcast. Thank you. band from Sweden called Meads Dominoes. I played a song by them last time around. This song comes from a 7-inch vinyl called The Big T, and the name of the song was Brennan de Mernes. Before that, from right here in Southern California in the LA area, the Volcanics with their new album Forgotten Cove, I played The Traveler. And the show got started off with Surfabats. That comes from the Brazilian Tsunami compilation from disc number 3. And I played Big Wave Surfing. As always, I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for hosting the podcast. You can always check out his website if you're interested in making some very nice, high-quality ribbon microphones at a fraction of the cost of retail. You just have to put it together yourself. But if you're into do-it-yourself projects, I'd highly recommend this if you need a nice, high-quality ribbon microphone. Up next, another cut from the Mermen's new album, A Murmurous Irenic Delirium. The song is called Light It Up, and I just love this album. These are the Mermen. With the Tourmaliners from right here in San Diego with another song off of their new Tourmaline Dream album. The song was Point Break. The people over at Pipeline Magazine in the UK did a review of Tourmaline Dream, and they basically could not find enough good things to say about it. They were very, very impressed, and if you want to read it, just head on over to Pipeline Magazine and read the review of Tourmaline Dream. From Belgium, before that it was El Zeb doing Lane Splitter from a little four-song EP. He calls himself the Sultan of the Surf Guitar, following in Dick Dale's footsteps. And before that, the Mermen started the set off with Light It Up. Again, the album is A Murmurous Sirenic Delirium. There's about 16 songs on this LP. I cannot decide which one to play. They are all so good. Boy, there is a lot of good surf music out there this summer, and I hope this podcast is giving you just a little glimpse of what's available in the world of modern surf music. Up next is Shark y Ostrobaros, and I'm going to play a song off of their EP, O Inesperado Ataca no Rio Sorocaba. And this is the giveaway for podcast number 156. It's a little four-song EP, and the song I'm going to play is Pronta Par Corta. I'll explain how you can win this EP right after this set. Violet Suns on a Day at the Beach podcast 156. The song was Devil Fish, and that comes off a new compilation called Surf Britannia, subtitled Britannia Rules the Waves, the best in surf from the UK and Ireland, Volume 1. Violet Suns come from central Scotland. Before that, it was Finland's Kepa Harkonnen. He did Escape from the City from his new album, Spicy Tales and Spacey Tones. And in front of that, Sharq Eos Turbaros did Pronta Para Cuarta. And again, this is the CD giveaway for this podcast. There's only four songs. It's just an EP. And because it's only four songs, I'm going to restrict the winner to the United States. Sorry for those of you outside, but I just can't justify spending $12 to $15 to send a four-song EP to Canada or Australia or Europe. So call me cheap, but that's the rules of the game this time around. Sharq Eos Turbaros is from Brazil. Brazil is broken down into states, like the United States, and all you need to do to win this CD is be the first responder with the city and state that Sharq Eos Turbaros is from. Okay, pretty simple. Shouldn't take too much research. Be the first one to respond. I'll put the CD in the mail. Well, let's move on. Up next, from Oakland, California, Gnarly Men with Midnight Mai Tai. Thank you. The band Guitar Up is from Kalamazoo, Michigan. They have a brand new album out called Western Pacific, and I just played the title track. From Italy, Bad Riders did Seven Deadly Sins. The album there is Surphobia. And Gnarly Man did Midnight Mai Tai. Up next, another band from Brazil, Ivan Motosserra, Surf and Trash. And the song is Misterioso Lagaro do Abete.
Thank you.
That was Issey Aya doing a Jawan, and that comes from the LP Vision Beyond Time. Before that, another cut from the Brazilian Tsunami compilation, disc number 3. I played Surinamas. The name of the song was Scapeta. Martin Cilia from Australia put out a new album just a little while ago called Shadow Man, the shadow being in reference to the shadows, and I played Twilight Surfer. And in front of that, it was Ivan Motosera, Surf and Trash. The album there is a go-go. Background music provided by Satan's Pilgrims for today's podcast. The guys came down to San Diego a few weekends ago, and I'm still reeling from seeing them play live. I've got Satan's Pilgrims on the brain still. Let's see, I'm going to wrap things up with Ding Dong Devils. They're going to play a song called Coup versus the Space Monster. It comes from their album Space Fezcapade, and that will wrap things up until podcast 157. In closing, I'd like to say happy 50th anniversary to man's landing and first spacewalk on the moon, July 20th and 21st, 1969, almost 50 years ago to the day. Thanks for listening to podcast 156. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's been a day at the beach.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!